Hi, welcome to the TWU podcast. This is audio log number 19, and today's date is September 25th. Hi, everyone. It's been a while. So, I don't remember what I talked about the last time, but since that time, I have given birth. And I think I did go on somewhat of a rant, just talking about, you know, the learning curve of becoming a parent. And honestly, since the arrival of my bundle of joy, that learning curve has steepened. I honestly felt like I was being warned by all the people who had kids that, you know, it's very tiring and you don't ever get any time to yourself. And I was like, okay. Not really realizing what that actually meant. Or maybe I did realize it, but I didn't really think about it too much. And now that it's happening to me in the current state, honestly, it is so tiring. Like, it is just me and my partner taking care of our child. We are not getting any extra help from anybody else. So, like, no parents-in-laws at all stepping in whatsoever. No one is coming to help us do anything, literally. And we are so tired. Like, we are so tired. Like, they warn you that it's tiring, but they don't explain as to, like, really why, I guess. Or maybe I just didn't know why. But honestly, having a kid, or just maybe it's my kid, I don't know. They just don't like being put down, or like it's really hard to put them down. And like, I guess I've seen this in media all the time where they're like, you have to be super careful, you know, the baby's asleep, like don't wake them up, don't do anything, don't, you know. And then if someone does something, it's like, oh shit, right? I guess I understood it, like, okay, yeah, you shouldn't wake up the baby, but like, why shouldn't you wake up the baby? Because it's very hard to put them back down again. And once they get woken up, the chances are they might not even go back to sleep, and you might have to end up holding them or taking care of them for another hour or two. So whatever time you had, whatever peace you had, will be interrupted, and you are likely not going to get it back. I feel like that's what I should have known going into it. I did not know, or maybe I wasn't, you know, paying attention. I don't know. It's on me, obviously. But yeah, since the child was born, honestly, it feels like everything is kind of moving so fast. I don't have anything else to do because I'm on mat leave, so I don't have a job, and I don't have any other kids, and it's just me and my partner. And well, I have cats, so I mean, maybe the cats, but honestly, cats are very low maintenance if you know how to deal with them. And I've already have like 3 litter robots that basically just cycle the cat litter sand, so you don't have to scoop anything. So that's like literally the most time consuming part, and feeding them, which, I mean, really, you just put the food down and they eat. It's not like you have to spoon feed them or anything, right? So I don't even have much going on, and I'm exhausted. So I can't even imagine someone who has more things going on doesn't get mat leave. And it's quite tiring. But yeah, it's shockingly tiring. I don't know why. Although I was warned, I guess I never took the warnings quite seriously when they said, yes, you should get as much sleep as you can while you can, because when she gets here or when he gets here, you're not gonna get enough sleep. And yeah, that is very true. You put them down and then you think, okay, they're fed, their diapers changed, you know, everything's good, they're not gassy. And you think they sleep, but then they just lie there awake. And then they'll, like, cry in, like, 5 minutes. So, yeah, and you're just, like, kind of freaking out. And actually, as I speak right now, my bundle of joy is sitting next to me in a bouncer. And I'm hoping to God that they don't wake up in the middle of this. Otherwise, I have to stop to tend to her. So, yeah. And it's hard to find time to yourself as well. I mean, no, that's no surprise. They're constantly needing something. Yeah, so that's been that's been my world for the last, well, it's been 2 months since I gave birth, so God knows when was the last time I made one of these. And I've been thinking about it, but I have not been able to find the time. And if I have the time, I will try to sleep. So sorry about the delay, I guess. But yeah, I mean, the whole experience, I was also hearing a lot of horror stories about the whole birth giving experience and how, you know, it could take forever and it's going to be so much pain. And yeah, it's just being very long. You're going to be in the hospital for so long. And God knows with COVID what it's going to be like, because they have so many rules and restrictions about who you can have, how many people you can have, how long you can have them, if they have to wear masks, all those vaccination things and all that stuff. Ultimately, our experience was that COVID is still impacting the hospitals. We obviously wanted a private room, like most people I think would want a private room when they finish giving birth, but we weren't able to get a private room because the hospital we were staying at reserved those for people who have COVID. So screw you, COVID. We ended up having to get a semi-private room, which was quite horrible because after giving birth, you're super exhausted, and then you have to go into a room with another person who most likely has a crying baby. So if your baby's not crying, their baby's going to be crying. So no one's getting any sleep right after you gave birth, which is just horrible, right? And you'd think that they'd have some type of contingency to deal with that. No, they also make you stay there for 24 hours right after giving birth. So it's super exhausting. When we were in there, I gave birth at like midnight, basically a little bit past midnight. And I was literally out of the delivery room by like, I would say 1 a.m., 1:30, 2 maybe. And I was in my own semi-private room by then. And after that point, they, not only did I have to share a room, but they came and checked up on me and the baby literally every hour. At least for the first 12 hours. So they would come check because I had gestational diabetes. They'd check my blood sugar. They'd check the baby's blood sugar. They'd also make sure I was peeing. So they'd make me drink a lot of water and measure my own pee while I'm like literally half asleep in the middle of the night. They also had to check, I think, the baby's blood pressure. They checked a bunch of things literally every half an hour. I did not get any sleep. And then staying in that semi-private room was even worse. So by the time they were done doing their tests, someone had like left not long after we entered the room. And then after, by like the morning, like I think 11 or 10, cleaning staff came to clean up that section of the room, which was loud as hell. And then next thing you know, by like 1, someone was already in that bed. And that person kept barfing because I think they had a C-section and whatever medication they were on made them barf. So just imagine you're there having your breakfast and someone, or having your lunch and someone's just like, wah, wah, wah. It was honestly so horrible. And I was just like, how can I even eat after this? But I could, because I was starving and I was also tired. I was so tired. I was just like, I just gotta eat some food and then, you know, maybe I can sleep or something like that. And all you hear is, wah, wah, wah. And also, their baby wouldn't stop crying. So for whatever reason, their baby was like crying all the time. And it was not great. And then, I mean, it also didn't help. There was like a huge miscommunication regarding our baby and how much they're supposed to be fed. So obviously, as most hospitals, they will encourage you to do breastfeeding right away. So they would want you to have your baby latch on to your nipple to see if they can drink and stuff like that. And although you might not have breast milk, it helps stimulate it. So obviously they tried to do that, and then you don't know how much they actually ate, but you're supposed to supplement it with formula, which nobody told us. No nurse told us that, okay, you might need to supplement with formula because you might not have enough. Nobody said that to us. We had no idea. We literally left the hospital and our kid was like crying nonstop, and we couldn't figure out what the hell was happening. Also, we were like dead tired and we just wanted to get the frick out of that hospital because of the situation. And she wouldn't stop crying. So we're like, you know, everything's so unpleasant, everything like that. So by the time we get back, and she also would not stop crying. She constantly wants to be held, and would not sleep in the bed, constantly only sleeps in your arms. And we're like, what the heck is wrong? We're thinking like it's something, maybe she's just needy or whatever. We couldn't put two and two together. While we were there, they were also testing for like jaundice. So apparently jaundice can also be caused by babies not eating well. So then they were like, oh, the next day you'll have to go to do the jaundice test because your baby has a little bit high of this, whatever. So we go and do it. And they're like, yeah, it looks like it might have been because they're not eating well, not because of anything else, because the color, I don't know. I have no idea. Mumbo jumbo shit. That was like the third day. I was in labor, gave birth on the Friday, stayed overnight, discharged out of the hospital by Saturday, went to the hospital again for the test on Sunday. Then they tell us, oh, you're not feeding her enough. And that's probably, and we're like, wait, what? Mind you, on the second day on Saturday, by the time we got back, I was so exhausted and I couldn't even do anything with the breastfeeding. So we actually ended up buying formula anyways, because I was like, just buy it. I don't care. We're just going to give her some formula because my boob is like, I'm tired. I'm not going to wake up and just to give her breastfeeding because I'm so tired. And so actually we had bought some and we had started to give it to her. And then by the time we got there on Sunday, that's when they told us that, oh yeah, you're probably not giving her enough, which is why she probably has this whatever, high elevated, whatever. And we're just like, what the heck? Nobody even told us that. Literally, I just on the whim was like, get formula out, we'll just give her some. I don't want to breastfeed for now because I'm really tired. And we were so pissed off because it's like, oh, she was wanting food this entire time. We didn't know because we had no idea that we needed a supplement. Okay. So that was a pretty not great experience. Honestly, being in the hospital and that whole 24 hours thing was like super unpleasant. And like one of the nurses was like helping me, like supposedly helping me with the baby latch on and whatnot. And whatever the fuck she was doing, she was manhandling my boob and it got like my nipple had a scab on it because of how hard she was like squeezing my boob to get milk out. Like it's ridiculous and it hurt. And I'm like, is it supposed to hurt? And me being a dumbass, not knowing, like, it's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to scab. I got scabs on both my nipples by, like, within the first day. And day two, it's just, like, scabbing. It's because that lady manhandled it, because I'm like, I didn't manhandle my own boob. Like, what the heck is that? So it was so frustrating, honestly, the whole experience. And it's like, right now we're going through a healthcare crisis. Literally, like, everywhere is going through a healthcare crisis. All of the nurses, all of the doctors are really overworked and tired, and I get it. But like, seriously, like I'm in the like, what is that? Like the baby department, which is shouldn't be impacted too much. But I'm just like, okay, like you couldn't have told us that, or you could have just not manhandled my boob. So many things that I'm like, this is pretty bad. So I don't know if it's because of the situation with the staff and the nurse and the pay problems or whatever. But honestly, it was pretty bad experience. I don't know if it would have been better if it was at a different hospital, honestly, because I've also heard other horror stories at other hospitals as well. Where basically a doctor did not administer the epidural properly. That's one of them. And I'm like, ah, no, I don't want that. So I honestly don't even know. But I mean, overall, the birth itself was very, very fast. I gave birth within like 2 hours, max three. I literally went from like, what was it? 5 centimeters to like 9 centimeters dilated in like less than an hour. That's how fast it was. And like, that's crazy. I didn't think it would happen so fast, but it did. And it was super, super duper painful. I can't even describe it because it was just so painful. It made me feel like my inside was going to be ripped apart. Like I was going to be like ripped in half. Yeah. Like if you could feel what being ripped in half could feel like, it would probably be the same feeling of giving birth. So that's the best way I can describe it. Also, it was like the most painful thing physically, but it was probably on par with me losing my cat baby. I was emotionally in so much pain, and that's like the that's the experience I would equate it with. So like death. But yeah, anyways, I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad we're in a better place now. At this point, we can give her, we know how to get her to sleep. So she sleeps, but she sleeps probably like max 4 or 3 hours or something like that, which is fine because she's supposed to at this age. So that's fine. It's okay. But honestly, it's been really hard to scrape out some time to myself and to do anything. And I'm actually losing track of the days. Although I'm not actually working or anything like that, it just feels like, oh, it's a weekend again. Oh, it's another weekend again. Oh, it's another weekend again. I did absolutely nothing. That's, you know, it's super duper tiring. I just hope that she gets proper sleep soon, because also we've been sleeping in shifts and it's quite tiring, because I think we've been getting max maybe like 6 hours sleep. 7 hours sleep, probably less than that, so it's not the best, but we are managing, I guess, to an extent that we're not like losing our minds. It's also our tiredness has come to the point where like we both have actually started to have memory problems. Like I'm like super forgetful now and kind of mess things up, which is kind of scary because that usually never happens with me. So that's a really big indicator that, you know, I need to get some rest. But yeah, I can't even imagine doing this as one person. Throughout this entire time, I've just been thinking, how do single mothers even survive this? Like, I can't imagine being on my own, having to take care of a child, and also potentially, like, you know, working. I don't even know how you would work and do this at the same time. It is honestly impossible. Well, also legally impossible, because you can't just leave your baby unattended, but like, you need to have help. There's no way one person can do this. And I can't even imagine, like, a single mom, they would have to like breastfeed or whatever. You know, they probably just give them formula and just be like, whatever, that's the best I can do. And I felt bad because I was having problems with my milk supply in the beginning, obviously, which is why she was crying a lot. And I felt bad because I'm like, no, I need to get her like breast milk because it's good for her. And I felt really guilty about it. And I was trying really, really hard to increase my supply, doing like literally everything. I took all those, like, there was those lactation teas, and also like they'll tell you like take fenugreek and blessed thistle or whatever crap. That stuff does not work. And I will try really hard because I felt really bad. I didn't want to have to give her formula and all that stuff. But I can't even imagine, as a single mom, you really have no choice. If you're going to rely on help and you're like literally working all the time and just to make ends meet, that's really all you can do. And plus, formula is also not even cheap. Like, it's quite expensive. So that's really tough. I don't know. I just feel grateful for what I have. My partner helps me a lot. And helps me take the night shift so I can sleep. And also, like, I've been able to have the resources for me to build my milk supply, so it's pretty good now. But I can't even imagine just handling it on my own, because that would be honestly horrible. But yeah, so yeah, that's been our great experience so far. Hopefully I'll get some more time on my hands, because there's been a bunch of stuff that I really wanted to talk about and I didn't want to talk to my partner about. But I felt like I really wanted to get it off my chest, because there's some things that like kind of like bothered me and stuff. But hopefully I will have time soon again. So yeah, hope you guys have a good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Bye.